Today is Monday of Holy Week, the 14th of April. Karen Money sings Echo. Let me stay a little longer, so I breathe in more of you. As I listen, I focus for a moment on my breathing, on the breath that is within me, the life that is within me, the breath, the life that God has given me. Try and pay particular attention to the words, and get a sense of what it means to Mary to be close to Jesus at this time. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume, made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus.
Imagine the scene. This is Jesus among his friends, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. There is great love in this family. Imagine Mary's gesture. How does she perform it? We know that she is sensitive and delicate, and maybe she has an intuitive grasp of what this means for Jesus. Gestures speak louder than words. Maybe you will want to spend time thinking of those important gestures of love that you have received, given, or need to receive. What about the impact of Judas's words? What is their source? As you listen again, you might want to contemplate the patterns of resistance in Judas and the chief priests. What can I learn from them?
Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume, made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus.
When you are ready, close this prayer with Mary. Make your gesture of loving gift and reverence. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross
you have redeemed the world.